So we just studied the works of the flesh, or why the works of the flesh are lifestyles of immorality. And based off of all the answers that were given, everyone in this room understood that. Okay? That's great. That's the first step. All right? We have read passages that list them out. We have read passages that specifically say that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. But let's add to those passages Revelation chapter 20. If you want to turn there, Revelation chapter 20. And I'll read verses 14 and 15. And death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Turning right over to chapter 21, verse 8. And it says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Again, a lot of these terms found in the Ephesian book, the Galatian, the letter to the Galatians, okay, 1 Corinthians, same terminologies. Not identical, but very, very similar. These types of people will not be in heaven. The ones who strive to do evil will not be in heaven. Isn't that great news? Think about that. Think about all the stuff that's happening today. I walked up on a man that had been shot on 87. He'd been shot. There are two other men there to help. Okay, the ambulance was coming, but I had no idea why this man was bending over on all fours on the road. There was no car around him, no motorcycle. I was afraid that he was someone trying to walk maybe to Eden, okay, and he got dehydrated. So I'm running with a bottle of water, okay, across the road, and I gave it to a man. I said, is he heat stroking out? Is he okay? The man overseeing him says, he's been shot. Okay? This is 1 mile south on 87 going to Wall to my home. I have my wife and kids in the car. The people who shot that man were still about. Two of them. They ran into the woods. I know we don't have woods around here, but it was some bushes. Okay? Ran into the bushes. There were search parties out till I think about 3 o'clock the next day. Helicopter, dogs, everything. Man was wanted for murder in New Mexico. Okay? People like that, that have no value for any human life, will not be in heaven. They will not be there. Ambulance came, I got out of the way. There's no reason for me to be there. I can't do anything. I was helpless. I was like a child. Had no idea what to do for that man. There was no exit wound. There was not a lot of bleeding. He wouldn't let us put pressure, nothing. I asked if I needed to go get something for a tourniquet. Luckily, I had some straps and things. I think he ended up being okay. I mean, as okay as you can be when you're shot in the torso. Okay? That won't exist in heaven. Isn't that great news? That's great news. Liars won't be in heaven. Isn't that great news? Ephesians and Galatians chapter 5 says sexual immorality won't be in heaven. Okay? People that just want to argue with you just to be mean, they won't be in heaven. People that are jealous of you so bad that they do things against you will not be in heaven. Those who envy so much, they won't be there. Isn't that great? You're going to be surrounded by people that actually care about you. God will be there. Jesus will be there. Other saints will be there. It'll be amazing. People in your family that have gone on before you, they'll be there. But the opposite is true too. It can be sad news If we're practicing those things, we will not be there. It doesn't matter if we show up in this pew every Sunday, Wednesday night. If we're practicing these things, we will not be there. We won't be there. Heaven will be a place of bliss and peace and rest. Revelation chapter 7, verses 13 through 17. Turn over there. We're already in the book of Revelation. Read it for yourself. Revelation chapter 7, verses 13 through 17. And it reads, "One of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them into living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." No more sorrow, no more anger, no more desire or want for anything. You'll have everything you need, everything you could possibly want. It's going to be utter bliss. It's going to be beautiful. It is a place prepared for Christians, John chapter 14, 2 through 4. Jesus said he's going there to prepare a place, so he's going to come back to get us, to take us there. Think about that for a moment. How wonderful that this immorality will not exist in heaven. And again, also think about how scary it can be for someone that's practicing those behaviors. Hearing what we're reading right now, it's not coming from me. I've shown you the scriptures where they are. I've read them. I've had others read them. If you're practicing these things, quit it. Just quit right now. I won't hold it against you if you told me that, hey, I've been practicing this, but I'm done. I won't hold it against you. I wonder why, because God won't hold us against us when we repent. We talked about that Sunday morning in the adult Bible class for those that were here, okay? We need to move past our past sins, okay? But if you're practicing things like this, quit it. Just quit. Easier said than done, I know, but just quit. Figure it out. Figure out a way to quit. What else can keep us out of heaven? Not being saved. It doesn't matter if we quit it right now, if we're not saved either before or afterwards, right? If we haven't accepted the salvation to us from Jesus. Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16 says, "The unbeliever will be condemned." Therefore, we can conclude that we must believe. Okay, Mark 16, 15 starts with, you know, go and preach the gospel, baptizing the believers, okay? And those who are that believe and are baptized will be saved, and those who will not believe will be condemned, okay? Well, why doesn't it include baptism right there? Let's use our brains, our logic, like we did earlier. Why would you be baptized if you didn't believe? Why would you let someone dunk you in water for no reason? Okay? It's not a swimming pool. We're not here to have fun like that. Okay? So one, we have to believe, because the unbeliever will be condemned. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10 states, repentance leads to salvation. Acts chapter 3, verse 19, repenting and turning to God wipes out our sins. Okay? Repenting. So now we believe, and it's created this stir within us to quit it. Right? To quit doing what we're doing and do something different. Go towards God. That leads us to salvation. Matthew chapter 10, verse 32 through 33, we are to confess Christ as Lord, lest he deny us before God. Romans 10:10 states that declaring with our mouth Jesus as Lord, that we are professing our faith and are saved. Okay, so now we have three things that we've mentioned that have salvation, right? Belief, repentance, confession, okay? Acts chapter 2, verse 38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. What is the remission of sins? That's the forgiveness of your sins, wiping it away. So that's another salvation right there, isn't it? 1 Peter 3:21 even states, baptism now saves us. Okay? Well, guess what? Let's go back to the beginning. What are we supposed to believe? How are we supposed to believe it? Well, first you have to read it or hear it. Some way you have to get the message that Jesus is Lord. He came down from earth, or from heaven to earth. He was persecuted. He died for our sins as the perfect sacrifice that washes away everything that we've ever done that's immoral. Right? Let's stay with our topic. Immoral. Bad. That's what you believe in. Because that belief will produce the other things. All of it leads to salvation. Baptism is how we get into the body of Christ. But remember, we must continue to walk in the light. God is light. In Him is no darkness. We cannot walk with God if we're going to walk in darkness. And what did we say was a synonym for darkness in that regards? It was sin. It was immorality. Okay? So just because you've obeyed the gospel, if you've gone back to walking in darkness, and you're practicing those immoral things, quit it. Right? That's why I tell my kids, quit it all the time. Sometimes it works. Okay? They're great kids. But in all seriousness, there's going to be an invitation song led in about 15 seconds. If you need anything, whether it's to confront the sin in a public way because you've been doing these things very publicly and we all know about it, or you have not obeyed the gospel, this is a good time. The water's prepared. We have many people here that can help you out with that, with those things, if you'll let it be known as we stand and sing.